This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, IdeaStream Public Media. The Cleveland Guardians officially have a new minority owner. David Blitzer has a roughly 25% stake in the team that's been owned by the Dolan family since 1999. IdeaStream Public Media's sports commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, Cleveland had been searching for a minority owner since John Sherman left in 2019 to purchase the Royals.
When John Sherman left, it was a little complicated, but he still owned 15% of the Cleveland baseball team. Mm-hmm. So the question was what to do with it. It was put in escrow, and Major League Baseball gave Paul Dolan a few years to find another minor investor. What David Blitzer did and his group, he has a few other people with him, is they came in and they bought out John Sherman's 15%, and they bought a little extra, I think a little under 25% total. So that's what they own. And Paul Dolan and the Dolan family own the other 75%.
Okay. What can you tell us about David Blitzer? I know he owns a little bit of a lot of teams.
He owns a small percentage of an NFL team. He owns the New Jersey Devils in the NHL. He owns a piece of the Philadelphia 76ers. He owns a Major League Soccer team. He's basically owns about everything except Major League Baseball.
Okay.
The question is kind of like, what is he doing here? You know, he has pieces of all these different franchises. I believe this is the one of the few times where in his deals it's a road to controlling interest.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to happen soon.
Yeah, he has a path to ownership in 5 to 6 years. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't necessarily mean that that's what's going to happen.
Right. It's not going to happen right away. Fans have to understand that. B, because he came in, it's not necessarily going to lead to any kind of big boost in spending. There'll be a little more money to work with, but it's not like the Guardians are going to go from having, the last I saw was like the 25th payroll out of 30 teams to the 5th, mm-hmm. or even the 15th. It might go up a little bit. I mean, the key for the Guardians is the front office. Are they getting this rebuild right with all these young players? And then will they be able to have enough money maybe at some point to add a veteran that costs some money?
For the Dolan family to bring in somebody, you have to think this went through quite a vetting process.
Yes, I heard it went on over a year of talking back and forth. Same thing that before Paul Dolan brought in John Sherman. David Blitzer met with Chris Antonetti, Mike Chernoff, and some other top people in the organization, because Paul Dolan's main concern is keeping his front office people in place, because these people who work for the Guardians, they could get jobs elsewhere. Hmm. The strength of this organization has been the front office and then manager Terry Francona, because that's how they've done more with less. But that has to be a comfort level with the owner. And they have a tremendous comfort level with Paul Dolan, and Paul Dolan wanted to make sure there was a comfort level with David Blitzer. Basically, you're looking at a franchise that in the last 9 years has had 8 winning records, 5 playoff trips, and 1 trip to the World Series. I mean, people act when they say, well, the Dolans are cheap. What is wrong with 8 winning seasons in 9 years and 5 trips to the playoffs? I mean, right now, maybe they have a winning season, maybe they don't. But I believe by 2023, this is a group that will. But I am pleased that they got this situation going with David Blitzer coming in here, because it takes some of the debt pressure, if nothing else, off of the Dolan ownership. And also, I think it'll keep the front office in place.
So for fans, it's not something that you'll necessarily notice, but it adds some stability to this team.
Yes, that's exactly right. I mean, that's a good word, stability. I mean, we'll see 5 or 6 years down the road what happens. You know, Blitzer clearly has a lot of money. Mm. I mean, he's worth billions. And he may move up and then suddenly, you know, things will change. But for now, you're looking at a young team. You're looking at a team that's not going to spend a ton of money. You're looking at a team that's going to try to develop its own players and be smart with its trades. And you're looking at a team with a really good front office and manager.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's IdeaStream Public Media commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.